So the last part of the daf discussed the idea that Ritzicha is not Toicha Shabbos. It's not Toicha Antivina. But Ritzicha is not Toicha Shabbos. The meaning. So there would have been a Havamina that Bezdin could give somebody Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos. Kamash Malon, that Ritzicha is not Toicha Shabbos. The truth is that this idea that Bezdin can't give somebody Misa's Bezdin on Shabbos is one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. It's Mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalid in the Mispar of the Sefer Achinuch. Shalayasu Bezdin Mishpat Moves B'Shabbos. Bezdin is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Dalid, he asks Akasha that he blives Sorech Iyan on. And that is that L'chura, if you go through the Sefer Achinuch, it sounds like there's a special love. Bez is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. He says, I learned the sugya. The sugya is in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hey. It's also Masechtas Yevamim, Mistav Vav, and the sugya is of Asei Doicheloi Sasei. And L'chura, what seemed to emerge from the sugya is that the reason Bez is not allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos is because Mechalo Le'amais Yumas. Now, there would have been a Havamina that maybe Bezin is allowed to kill somebody on Shabbos. But Kamash Malon, at the end of the day, no, it's Chilul Shabbos. But the way I learned the sugya said in Chas Chinuch, and I think it's the way everybody learns the Gemara, that the Kfar Poska Tanit V'Rabbi Shmuel is mer nisht a gilui milsa, that if Bezdin goes and Bezdin kills somebody on Shabbos, that being Mechal Shabbos no differently than if anyone else goes and he's Mechal Shabbos. So if that's the case, Faitim Chas Chinuch, why is this a separate mitzvah? In the mitzvah of 613, mitzvah 114 is that Shalayasu Bezdin Mishpat Moves B'Shabbos. L'chayra, the drush of Kfar Pasko, Tanit V'Rabbi Shmuel, is just a gilui that when it says in the Torah, it can't be Mechal Shabbos, Moishva Yisechem is L'Rabbi. It's not a special lab, right? There was no special. That's the way you learn the pasuk. Loisavar Reish Bechom Moishva Yisechem B'Yem HaShabbos, a special lab for Bezin. Namah Loisavar Reish is true, Loisavar Reish. L'chalik Yatsis, L'lav Yatsis, Moishva Yisechem is a gilui that this is true even for Bezin, and that's Megala for all Mises Bezin, that Bezin not allowed to kill somebody. But if that's the case, why would it be a separate Loisaseh? L'chura, after the sugyo, all we see is that Bezin is not an exception to the rule. Okay, so Bezin's included, the part and parcel of the regular Isser. Why then is there a separate love for Bezin not to give somebody Mishpat Moves? This is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, and the Minchas Chinuch blives Tzorich in on this kasha. That Minezer in a tshuva, and this is in Eir Chaim, it's Simin Reish Chof Ches. He's very mayrich in this love. And he says that if you look in the Rishonim, it's clear that there's some nuance as it relates to this Loisaseh. The Rambam, when he brings the lav, and this is in Hilchah Shabbos, in Peruchav Dalet, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says as follows, Ein oinshin b'Shabbos. Bezin cannot punish somebody on Shabbos. Afal pi sheho oinish mitzvah saseh. And even though the oinish is a mitzvah saseh, ein doicha Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos. Ketzan, harishan is chayiv bebezin malkus. If somebody was chayiv malkus in Bezin, oi miso, ein malkin oisoi, ve ein miso noisa b'Shabbos. Shenema lo yisavaru ish b'chom moish v'yisechem b'yayim ha-Shabbos. Zu azor lo Bezin, she lo yisrefu b'Shabbos, mishan is chayiv sreifo, v'hu adin lo shara oinshin. Says the Avni Nezer, even though the pasuk of Leisavar Reitz B'chom Moish V'Sechem B'Yem HaShabbos is talking about a regular Fleish G'chil Shabbos. It's talking about lighting a fire, which in the context of Bezdin, right, which Oynish of Bezdin involves lighting a fire? Sreifa, right? It's one of the Arba Mises Bezdin. But it's Mavur, clearly, that it's not only true for that. The Rambam's Lashon is V'hu Adin L'Shar Oynshin. Rambam gives an example of Malkus, but really, this is true for all Oynshin. In other words, it's Mavur in the Rambam that the Isser for Bezdin to punish somebody on Shabbos is not only Misas Bezdin. It's not only when it's Chil Shabbos. It's true, you can't even give Malkus. Now, if somebody gives somebody Malkus, is that Chil Shabbos? So, we know Malkus is related to Misa, Asi Retzeach Retzeach, right? That's come up a lot in the Dafin, in the beginning of Sanhedrin. If there's a Chabura, right? We spoke about Malbim Pnei Chaveh Berabim, V'Niklo Chicha Beinecho, from the Friya Diga Machse, right? There's different Ha'oras that you can suggest. Abba Kepshutai, if someone gives somebody Malkus, he's not being Mechal Shabbos, right? Where's the Chil Shabbos? As long as it doesn't bleed and you do it in the right way, it's not a psikresha, it's a davar shenem eschavim probably, so why would it be a chil Shabbos? But Afal Pikin, the Rambam says mefurish, that included in this iser is hu adin shara oinshin. Meaning, even though it says it b'negei a chil Shabbos, lo yisavar reish b'chom moish v'secha b'yayim ha-Shabbos, but it's lav davar. Davni Neza says that if you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Yudalit, he says even a bigger chiddush. The Chinuch says, at the very end, v'noi heges mitzvah zu b'zman habayis b'schor. Shehim Bali Amishpat. V'chayavim lehizor lebal yasudim b'mish. Right? Obviously, it's only gay when there was mishpat, and it's only gay as scharim. They were fit to be on a bezin. Vim avru, says the chinuch, if they violated this, v'tzivu, and they commanded somebody, lisroiv beryob the Shabbos, to go burn somebody on Shabbos, avru alav zeh, they're going to be over on this lot. So if Bezin would go command, tell someone, go ahead and do this, Bezin's over the lot. Freik davni nezer, if Bezin tells someone to do it, Bezin's over the lot. How's Bezin over the lot? First of all, in shlichut varavir. But besides, they weren't Michal Shabbos, they didn't do anything. Says the Avni Nezer, it's clear, because the aside of this Izer is, what? The aside of this is not, don't be Michal Shabbos, we know that already. The aside of this is, you can't be manish on Shabbos. And including being manish on Shabbos, don't even administer. Don't even go ahead and sanction it and tell someone else to do it. Because if Beis Din goes and says, signs off on something, it's as if Beis Din now issued the punishment. And that's all included in this issur. In other words, Avni Nezer says, I'm seeing from the Rishonim that the Rishonim understood that this issur of Shalayasu Beis Din Mishpat Mavis B'Shabbos is not only true when they're being Michal Shabbos. As if to say, Kfar Paskar Tanit V'Rabbi Yishmael, in the word Moish V'Yisechem, that Chil Shabbos is true even for Beis Din. There's a whole new issur over here. There's an you're not allowed to punish a yid on Shabbos. That is the answer. The Rambam says it's true by Sreifa, that's the Ikra Pasek. It's true for Malchus. Says the Rambam. And the Chinuch, you see it so clearly because you didn't even do anything over here. And still you're going to be over the lab. If the lab is the Chil Shabbos, who was Mechal Shabbos? Because you told someone to do it, etc., etc. The Teretz is because the answer is to go ahead and offer a punishment. And Zoktav Ninez, if you're not convinced, if you're still not 100% sure, he says, take a look at what the Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Shoresh HaMitzvah. And this is mamash a beautiful Shoresh HaMitzvah, right? So we know in the Chinuch, every Chinuch is set up the same way. He introduces the mitzvah, tells you the dinim of the mitzvah, and then he tells you the Shoresh HaMitzvah. Right? And then at the end he says, the Kevitz, Manazah, Nazmanazah, right? All those pratim. But the bottom line is, when the Chinuch talks about the Shoresh of this mitzvah, he says like this, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, Sherotza Hashem Yizbarach, L'chabit HaYoyim HaZeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to honor the day of Shabbos. She'imotsu by menucha hakol, that everybody should rest on Shabbos, gam hachoytim v'chayovim. Even people that are choytim, and even people that are chayiv. Moshel melech gadol, she'kore b'nei ha-medina yoyim echol usudo, she'enoy moineya ha-pesach mikol odom. Everyone's invited. When the king wants to make a big party, he invites everybody. V'achayoyim asudo yasa mishpot, kein ha-dover hazeh, she'ashem Baruch Hu tzivonu l'kadeh the side of Shalai Yasu Bez and Mishma Mavis B'Shabbos is because everybody deserves to rest on Shabbos, even the Chayta, even the person that's Chayiv, and that's why we don't punish on Shabbos. It has nothing to do with Chil Shabbos. It's not the Isser. The Isser is not Chil Shabbos. For that, we have Lamates Malachis. It's a new Isser. It's an Isser Shalayasu Bezdin Mishba Mavis B'Shabbos. And the Yisoy that Davar is because even the Chayte and even the Chayev deserves a day of rest. On this one day, even he's a melech. This is the way it is. And it's for that reason, there's this new Isser. It's talking not Mesuyim Davkas, the situations of Chil Shabbos, it's true for Malkus, who are the Lashar Ancient. Even if you're only mitzavah someone else to do it, it has nothing to do with Ancient Chadvar Aveiro, because the Isser is the fact that you're administering the punishment, and that would be true even if you didn't do it, be a dayan. And Kemuvin, this Avni Nezer answers the Mechas Chinuch's Kash. Mechas Chinuch asks, I don't understand. Why do you need a new mitzvah? All this Lechura is a Gilui Milsa that Bezin is included in. It's much more than that. This is a whole new lav. And based on the Gilui Milsa, it would only be true for Chil Shabbos, it wouldn't be true for Malkus, it wouldn't be true if you were Mitzvah. Look at the Chinuch and the Shoresh HaMitzvah. This is the way the Avni Nezer explains this inyan in Simen, Reish, Chav, Ches, and Kemuvin. This answers very, very much the Kasha of the Michas Chinuch.